Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a good Tuesday. And if you have not, whoever made your Tuesday bad, well, just call me. I'll curse them out for you, okay? That's as good as I can do. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, is in New York City doing an amazing job. Okay, you can always listen to every minute, every second of the show on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've already had fun. Hey, thank you so much. Will Graves joined us to talk about the Steelers and the fact that, yeah, it gets louder and louder about people trying to get rid of Mike Tomlin. We talked about some college coaches that might be moving around, or one who's not moving around, Kalani Sitake, apparently is staying at BYU. He is not going to Penn State. Penn State still doesn't have a coach. Losers. We talked about the Giants and Abdul Carter can't show up to work on time, and Patriots on their way. We'll talk some more Patriots, by the way, later on in the show. We're going to be joined later on by Kyle Hightower. He covers the Patriots for the AP. He'll be here with us next hour. And how about this? In about 40 minutes, we're going to be joined by Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com. We'll get his thoughts on the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings, which are about to be announced in just a matter of minutes. So there's a lot to get into. There's a lot to discuss. We had a lot of callers in the first hour of the show. If you want to call up, you can. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, that's me, at JR Sport Brief. All over the damn place on social media. Hey, thank you so much to Will Graves for joining us in the last break to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. Hey, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app and you can listen to that. I think out of everything I heard from Will, always a pleasure having a chat with him, he's like, hey, Mike Tomlin, don't expect him to go anywhere. And then Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't think he's going to be back in the NFL at all. I guess he's just kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired. He may want to be back, but is at this point, is anybody going to look at Aaron Rodgers and say, we want to go along for this ride? He's going to take 5 months to let you know whether or not he wants to play. And there comes a point in time where, you know, it's just not worth it. It's not. And maybe he'll be on the long list of former Steeler players who will criticize the Steelers. I can't believe that now it's like every other day a new Steeler. It's been Ben Roethlisberger a couple of times. And now James Harrison is throwing him under the bus. I'm like, damn, maybe not everybody likes Mike Tomlin. James Harrison was on his podcast yesterday, and he's saying that they got players not living up to their potential. They're not getting them in the right scheme. Listen to what James Harrison had to say, killing Tomlin.
So you tell me where there's a good coach on this staff. Because right now, I don't see anybody playing to their potential. Mike Tomlin is in control of hiring coaches, okay? And he may not be the one coaching the position, but he is in position to hire the coaches to get the potential out of our players. And right now, he has not put coaches in the position that can get the potential out of what it is that we have. Because I know what TJ Watt can do.
Mm-hmm.
I know what Cam Hayward can do. I've seen what Alex Highsmith can do, brother. I've seen Jalen Ramsey, Patrick McQueen. I can go on and on, but I'm not seeing it.
Man. It's rough. It's that time of year, just pile on. People aren't happy with who they have in front of them, and it's just time to go ahead and beat the living hell out of them, right? We know people in Ole Miss are not happy with Lane Kiffin. And that, by the way, he's not the only coach that, switched teams. We had a lot of movement in the SEC, Lane Kiffin going from Ole Miss to LSU. But how about this one? I didn't expect this. There's tons of people in Florida not happy that John Sumrall is their new head coach. They're like, we didn't get Lane Kiffin. This is the consolation prize. This is what we get at number two. They're like, we get a group of five coach. We might as well just kept Billy Napier. What the hell difference is it going to make here? And so John Sumrall actually spoke to the media, and he talked about fans being upset that another group of five coaches coming in. Why can't we just poach a big one? We're the Gators. Listen to what he said.
Yeah, no two people are the same. Okay, and Coach Meyer, you coached G5 football, I think, right? Yeah, Kurt Cignetti coached G5, I think. I actually coached against Kurt some. No two people are the same. You know, just because you're a reporter, I may have had an interaction with another reporter and not liked it, doesn't mean I'm going to judge you that way. Judge me for who I am. I'm a winner. We're going to win. And just give me a shot. Believe in me. Here's the deal. I need everybody pulling the rope the same direction. Because anybody's pulling the other direction, it don't make the job easier. It makes it harder. If we're all Gators, we all want to win, let's do this together. You want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go together. Let's go together.
Oh, okay. Ouch. I mean, that's not necessarily a question that you want to answer at your introductory press conference, but he came out and he said it. He said what needed to be said. God bless him. And then he poured some more sauce on it. He says Lane Kiffin says he was the right guy for the job.
It's unique. And I do want to be very direct on one thing, and you may or may not appreciate this, but Lane Kiffin and I have been going through the same thing, and we've talked a lot. We were both in agreement that I was the right man for this job, all right? So he co-signed on that. Lane's a dear friend, and I have to poke a little fun at him.
Okay, all right. Well, there you have it. They're buddies, so I guess that makes things even better for all the wonderful people out in Gainesville. We'll see what he can do. I mean, they were sick of Billy Napier, so might as well, huh? Bring somebody else in. Well, also, we had Alex Golesh. He went from South Florida. He's now at Auburn. which should be interesting. And he talked about the mentality that they will now have at Auburn.
We're also going to have a hell of a lot of fun doing it. We're going to be explosive on offense. We're going to play really fast. We're going to challenge teams in every imaginable way. We're going to run the freaking ball. People around here like running the football, and I can respect it. We're going to be explosive. We're going to play really fast, and it's going to be a brand of football that's going to be fun to watch. Defensively, we're going to be just as fun to watch. We're going to be aggressive, create explosives, create negatives, create turnovers. We're going to be the most violent freaking team on the football field every single Saturday.
Well, damn. Wow. Okay, well, we got to wait and see that, okay? That wasn't the case under Hugh Freeze. He talked about being violent on the football field. He was active on the golf course. It's one of the reasons why they gave him the boot. They're like, man, you out here golfing too much and you're not working. And so one of the reporters even threw him a lob and is just like, do you like golf or are we going to have to deal with you golfing instead of coaching?
My question to you is, do you like to play golf?
So it's a setup question. Been here long enough to know that. So my little man, Barrett, loves golf. And Corbin used to, and she's now super into cheerleading and flag football, so she's just doing it as a hobby now. And my wife is an elite golfer. I like football more than golf. And I'm terrible.
Oh, he's showing a little bit of personality. Hey, Botch, you like his answer? Showing some personality there?
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Especially because it's a little troll, too, the former coach. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, the former coach, Hugh Freeze, they beat him to death. Like, where you at, man? You out here golfing and drinking? Like show up. You know, you ain't Michael Jordan. You can't golf and drink and then show up to work. You can't do that. You're not MJ. Like, get it together out here. And so, yeah, we've had quite a few coaches who have changed jobs, not named Lane Kiffin. John Sumrall, Alex Golesh. All right, how about this one? We also got Ryan Silverfield going from Memphis to Arkansas. Like, he spoke today, too. Listen to what he had to say about his new job.
When I think about Arkansas football, I think about the rich traditions, the history of this place, and I think about winning football. I don't think about the recent history and what, woe is me. No, what we're going to get back to, and then actually what we're going to get past and show people, listen, why can't this be the best football program in the entire country? And it doesn't have to sit there and say, okay, Ryan, is it going to take 5 years, 10 years? What's your plan? No, it's a right now mentality. We're going to have to win right now. We're going to have to bring in the right type of people right now and go show people what we're all about and go show the country what Arkansas is really all about.
Yeah, okay. Man, they got that Walmart money out in Arkansas and work something out of it. We'll see how that goes. And we got the college football playoff rankings that are underway. We'll give you an update on that momentarily. As I tell you about all these coaches that are moving around, apparently one of them, or one coach, is not going anywhere. Kalani Sitake is not moving on to Penn State. That has been rumored, and apparently that is not the case. It was just yesterday that he was asked about moving on from the school that he played in and the place where he's been the head coach for about a decade, helped turn the program around. And this is what he had to say yesterday about these rumors of him leaving.
I'll address it, but I also, they're used to me saying, hey, this is a good sign, you know, that things are going well for us. But I will say that this isn't about me. What I've asked our team to do is to be focused on what we're trying to accomplish. We there are marks of finishers, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to finish the season the right way and get after it. And it's required of us to be at our best to play against Texas Tech. So as we go through this week and go through the prep, I also want them to live through all the moments and have the great experience and not waste a moment thinking about anything else. So I've asked our team to be focused on what we can control, and that's the right now we can control what we're doing as a team and not worry about all the distraction. This is a great distraction to have, let's be honest. But you know, right now we need to be focused on making sure that we're giving our best shot in this game against Texas Tech.
Well, that's what he said yesterday. And then we got this report just about a couple hours ago from CBS.
Got some big breaking news to bring you out of college football. BYU coach Kalani Sitake is expected to rebuff Penn State and stay with the Cougars. That is the latest from our Chris Hummer and Matt Zinitz. It's another setback for the Nittany Lions, who have just been going through coaching recruits, coaching potential over the weeks now, obviously trying to replace James Franklin. Sitake, 83-44 in 10 seasons at BYU. He has the Cougars in the Big 12 championship game for the first time after joining the league in 2023. They're going to take on Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship.
Yeah. He ain't going anywhere. That's good. Not good for Penn State. They have missed on everybody. I mean, if you are a fan of the Florida Gators and you are not happy that you got John Sumrall over from Tulane, then look on the bright side. At least you're not Penn State. Who the hell is your coach? Yeah, you don't have one. And that part sucks. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The college football playoff rankings have been revealed. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I'm going to tell you how things look here with the latest addition. Who rose, who fell, who's still in. And then we're going to have a conversation with Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com. We'll get his thoughts on what the latest addition is. This is the last Tuesday update. I mean, we're going to get the conference championship games over the next several days and through the weekend. And by the time we pull up on Sunday, we're going to know exactly where everybody is slotted for the college football playoffs. So today was the final Tuesday of rankings, and we'll give you an update on what those rankings look like on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? We got the latest edition of the College Football Playoff Rankings. This is it. We're going to have the final field set up on Sunday once we get through all the conference championship games. But as it stands today, as it stands right now, we've had a couple of changes here. Well, in particular, the top four teams, of which we know that they will have a bye. Ohio State stays at number one. Not a surprise there after they manhandled Michigan. Indiana is still at number two. We know that Ohio State and Indiana, they're going to duke it out in the Big Ten championship game. At number three, we got the Georgia Bulldogs. But where things have changed in this top four, it's still a Texas team. It's just not Texas A&M. After Texas handled Texas A&M, the Red Raiders now occupy the four spot. And we see that their coach, he got a contract extension. They're going to make sure that he sticks around. You continue on with the rankings. The Oregon Ducks at number five. And this is pretty good. I guess if you're a fan in Oxford, you have to feel happy about what took place with Ole Miss. Yeah, God bless you. You went out there and won the Egg Bowl. But ultimately, you did not get punished because Lane Kiffin left. Okay, you got to feel happy about that. There was a major concern, a legitimate concern, that they were going to get dropped in the rankings, but here they got rewarded. They're number six. I just told you about Texas A&M. Until they lost to Arch, they're no longer in the top four. They now sit here at number seven. The Sooners are number eight. They're in front of Alabama. Now, that part I don't get. Alabama's at number nine. Notre Dame is behind them as well at number 10. And then we got BYU. And BYU, we talked about Satake. They're getting ready to go out there and take on Texas Tech again in that Big 12 championship game. And then things get dicey at that point in time. The Miami Hurricanes are currently in the 12th spot. And then we also have to try to figure out who is going to end up with that group of five bid. Things get kind of tricky because we got Miami, and for the life of me, I still can't understand this, and I don't think anybody in Miami understands this. The ACC championship game, which we know is basically going to hand over one of the playoff spots if you automatically go out there and win, we got 7-5 Duke taking on Virginia. And the fact of the matter is, this all boils down to everybody's conference record. And so Miami was in like a 4-5-way tie with other teams in the ACC. And then they went into this convoluted system as to, you know, how we go ahead and figure out who gets it. And the opponents for Duke were tougher. It just made no sense. None whatsoever. And so here we got 7-5 Duke. Will be competing for that last spot. Botcher, is there anything here that catches your attention?
Notre Dame dropping a spot to Alabama doesn't really make sense to me. Doesn't make any sense.
Does Oklahoma deserve to be in front of either one of them? Notre Dame and Miami? I mean,
not really. But it's just at anywhere past the top seven, you can start to argue positioning. And then I think Oklahoma, Alabama, Notre Dame, you can put 8, 9, or 10 either way. It's just depending on who you think is the best team. I just think that Notre Dame, I know they have had big wins and big success in dominating teams, but their competition compared to Alabama and, of course, Oklahoma are just not as good. So I see why they're in 10.
No, I see that. I just, I'm not feeling these Sooners. I'm not. And so no massive or huge surprises, but things are certainly messy here as we have, and I think more specifically the ACC, that is now going to kind of play a role as to, you know, who's going to go out there and occupy one of these spots and slots, because, like, we know Duke doesn't belong nowhere near no ACC championship game, and then you got Miami going, hey, if we played in this game, we'd have an automatic bid, and now it's going to come down to the selection committee. And so, hey, there you have it. I always say, win the games that are in front of you and you don't got to worry about nothing else. Now, I know that's not the approach of a lot of people. That's just mine. And so to go ahead and give you another recap, Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, the Georgia Bulldogs at 3, Texas Tech Red Raiders, they're at number 4. Yeah, Texas A&M had to take a dive. Oregon Ducks at 5. Ole Miss sticking strong at 6. Texas A&M, they fall to 7. The Oklahoma Sooners are at 8. Alabama's at 9. At number 10, you have Notre Dame. BYU at 11. Miami at 12. And the Texas Longhorns at 13. Vanderbilt is at 14. And Utah is at 15. And we know that we're going to, by the time we get to that 11 and 12 spot, that's pretty much going to be occupied by a group of five team, and then I guess whoever the hell else wins at the ACC. And so in about 15 minutes, we are going to be joined by Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com. We'll get his thoughts on the bracket that was just released. We'll talk to him about some of the conference championships we have this week, some of the coaching changes. We got signing day tomorrow as well. There's a lot going on in college, so we're going to have a chat with Jerry Palm. A great time to do it. He'll join us in about less than 15 minutes at this point in time. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, as you was going over them, you know, the college rankings and college football, I got a little jealous, you know, thinking like, man, I sure wish, you know, my state, my Maryland Terps, man, could be in, you know, in that conversation one of these days. But, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
All right.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing I wish about.
What would you have to do? Get all the football players from Pennsylvania to come play? I mean, how'd that work? Pennsylvania, Virginia.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I wish we could have got, what was the guy, Franklin, man, you know, but, you know, like, they're holding on to our coach, though. So, anyway, you just got to, you know, hopefully the basketball team, you know, do good. We're more known for basketball up in Maryland.
Yeah, where's Steve Blake? You need Steve Blake back, okay?
Yeah, Blake and Dixon, yep. Hey, but so real quick about the Cowboys, man. You know, these past couple weeks, man, you know, they giving us this sense of hope. I don't know if it's false hope, you know, with these big wins, you know, over the Eagles, over the Chiefs, even though them teams are struggling, though, right now, though. But you see any way, you know, the Cowboys maybe creeping the playoffs? And if so, you know, with this defense stepping up the way it is after trading for Quinnen Williams and with the offense we got with Pickens and Lamb and everything, you think we can be a threat, though, if they find a way to sneak into the playoffs?
I think the Eagles would have to have an epic collapse. That's it. Because there is no way in hell the Dallas Cowboys are getting into the postseason as a wild card. I mean, when you just take a look at the NFC West as it stands right now, you got the Rams, you got the 49ers, you got the Seahawks. These are all teams that got 9 wins.
Right.
Like, how the hell could you get into the postseason? You might as well hand whoever doesn't win there. They're going to end up with 2 spots. It's crazy. And so the only way Dallas gets in is if they just continue to win out and Philadelphia hits the skids. It has to continue to trend in that direction. Dallas has won 3 straight, as you mentioned. Philadelphia is on a 2-game losing streak. And y'all don't play each other again. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it sucks. Even if Cowboys went out, that's crazy that we probably still can't even make the playoffs, even with winning out. So we don't even control our own destiny, really, at this moment. I mean, we have to hope, you know, like you said,
here's the bright side if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. The remaining portion of the schedule is not something that you just want to go, oh, my God, we're done, we're cooked. They have Detroit next. Detroit has been scuffling. There's obviously an injury to Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have the Minnesota Vikings. They don't know what the hell is going on with the quarterback position. Who knows where the Chargers are going to be in a couple of weeks before Christmas. You know, Justin Herbert had surgery on his hand yesterday. Washington, they played great on Sunday night. They still lost with the backup, Mariota. And then they got the New York Giants. So there's a possibility that the Dallas Cowboys, I'm not going to say that they're going to win out. I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, lost a game or two. But they just have to hope the Eagles stink. That's it. That's it, Rashawn.
And the Eagles really got an easy schedule. I know the Eagles got the Chargers coming up. And then with Justin Herbert, like, breaking his hand and everything like that, you know, I don't see how the Eagles probably can lose that game if the Chargers only are playing with a backup quarterback.
The Dallas Cowboys, one thing we know about Jerry Jones, he likes to play with fire. And, well, now, throughout the course of the season, yeah, okay, you picked up some good defenders in Quinnen Williams, and you got him in there next to Clark. You play with fire, and you got burned. They may miss out on the postseason. Hey, Rashawn, thank you so much for calling from Baltimore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com, the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings. They are out. Okay. And so we're going to have this conversation with Jerry as to where people have been slotted, where they are going, who rose, who fell. And then we'll get Jerry's thoughts on, well, who deserves to be in and why things all kind of screwed up in the ACC. I just don't get that. Why we got Florida getting ready to play Duke now on a basketball court. And we ain't got no business looking at no damn Duke, you know, in a championship game for football. Go ahead and throw that one on out the window. So we'll have a conversation with Jerry Palm on the other side of the break. But right now here on the Infinity Sports Network, it's very, very simple. It's time for a news flash. Here he is. You know his voice. You know his name. It's Rich Ackerman.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/half-day.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings are out. We're heading to the conference championship games at the end of the week and into the weekend, and then we will have the final rankings, the bracket released on Sunday. Joining us right now to talk about what we've seen, what we can expect to see the rest of this week and maybe even further than that, is someone who covers all things college athletics. You can catch all of his work covering all things brackets, both on the basketball side and football side, at palmbrackets.com. Welcome back to the show, Jerry Palm. Jerry, appreciate you, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. I mean, we just saw the rankings. My producer, Botcher, and I just kind of went through some of the lineup and the changes and trying to figure things out. Are there any surprises here from what you see?
Well, there's something historic. It's never happened before in the history of these rankings, and that is that a team is going to finish ahead of another team that not only beat it but had a better record, and that is Texas at 13 and Vanderbilt at 14. Vanderbilt 10-2, Texas 9-3. And the reason for that is that because Vanderbilt beat Texas. So that's something that hasn't happened before. I'm not even sure that the situation we have with Miami and Notre Dame has happened before off the top of my head. It might have, where they both have the same record and the team that lost the game between them is ahead. And that's also going to be the case, whether it's the first time or not. So this committee is breaking a few norms. And, I guess that's okay. Although if you're Vanderbilt, you can't be too happy about this.
Well, Jerry, let me ask you about, you talk about not being happy. Miami is getting a lot of the attention. Are they basically screwed out of making the playoff now that we know that
they're not going to make the playoff? I don't really see a scenario where they make the playoff, unless the committee changes their mind. You know, they're not playing. Notre Dame's not playing. The committee is reluctant to move teams that aren't playing past each other, so on championship weekend. So yeah, I mean, now maybe that's another norm they'll break. Who knows? They'd have to be obviously. You know, they've been looking at these teams, you know, close together now for 3 weeks, and you know they're not seeing it. So I don't know what's going to happen this week to make them see it.
Yeah, Jerry Palm is here with us from PalmBrackets.com. Well, we know they would have gotten a chance or an opportunity if they were in the ACC championship game. Miami has been telling everybody who listened that the process and the system needs to change. I mean, we're over here looking at Duke, you know, in that championship game. Is that something that you think they're going to go ahead and change in their conference in the future?
And have it go come down to something other than current the tiebreaker? Change it so it's a higher-ranked team? I guess. Is that what they're asking for?
Yeah,
they're asking for.
It's like the fifth different tiebreaker before we could even get anywhere, and it's about, Duke's strength of schedule with the teams that they beat outside of conference.
They didn't beat anybody outside. They only have a win over an FCS team outside the conference, Duke. I mean, that's why they have 5 losses. They were 6-2 in the league. They lost to all 3 of their FBS opponents outside the league. So non-conference performance didn't get them where they are. And by the way, at the bottom of these rankings, you'll notice that North Texas is 24 now and James Madison is 25. And then Tulane is still up there. Did they get all the way to 20 or even higher? So what that means is the American champion, Tulane or North Texas, will definitely get an AQ. But also, even if Duke wins, there's no guarantee they'll get higher in the rankings than James Madison. And you could have James Madison and the American champion in the playoff and the ACC left out, at least in terms of an AQ.
And Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. You want to talk about a team that, well, God bless them, they didn't get destroyed in the rankings. There was a thought that that might be the case, knowing that Lane Kiffin left. Ole Miss is actually sitting here at the sixth spot. Wouldn't that be a nice story if they were able to continue going on a run? They didn't get punished here, knowing that Lane left. What are your thoughts there?
They shouldn't be. Yeah, he's just the coach. He doesn't suit up. You know, the guy, the player, is still there. They're still being coached by most of that staff. You know, it's. I don't think that that's something that should even be considered. And it doesn't look like it was. So, you know, you can't punish the players if the coach left. That's just the nature of college football. Now, if the team is all leaving with him at the same time, you know, transfer portal opens before the playoff, which I don't think it does, you know, then, you know, that's one thing. But can't do anything about it once the bracket's set.
Well, we know Ole Miss is sitting here at six. Texas A&M, after taking that defeat at Texas, they're at number seven. And then we have the Sooners, who happen to be in front of Alabama as well as Notre Dame. What are your thoughts on the Sooners sitting in front of both Alabama and ND?
Well, they beat Alabama at Alabama. So, you know, I have no problem with that. Alabama should probably be ahead of Notre Dame anyway, just because of strength of schedule. And they pass them this week, even though Alabama beat Auburn, which is not one of the stronger teams on their schedule, although obviously an intense game with an intense rivalry. And Notre Dame also won pretty comfortably against one of the lesser teams on their schedule. So I guess that had something to do with it. But I think that, you know, the winner of the Alabama-Georgia game is obviously an AQ, but I think the loser is probably in as well, unless it's Alabama getting beat and they just get crushed.
Well, we know heading into this weekend, speaking of the conference championships, we're also going to see BYU going to try to win and set themselves as a guarantee to get in. We know that their coach, speaking of coaches, moving or not moving, Satake is going to stick around at BYU. What are some other games with some big implications you're paying attention to this weekend? BYU is obviously there with Texas Tech. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, well, that one's interesting because if BYU wins, it could knock Notre Dame out because Texas Tech is probably staying in the playoff as well. So that would be, you know, because right now Notre Dame, I believe, is in the last at-large spot in the bracket. But if BYU wins and Texas Tech becomes the last at-large, that could push Notre Dame out of the bracket, and maybe they could play Miami in a bowl game and settle the whole thing again.
Possibly. Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. Knowing that this is now the second year that we've moved into this 12-team format, are there any adjustments that you see that need to be made given that we now have a larger field?
Well, no. I mean, I think it's fine. I think it would be good if there was somewhat consistent application of the standards. You know, that they talk about. And it's, you know, it's you know, ranking these teams is somewhat nebulous, right? You know, head-to-head normally means something until it doesn't. We have two cases in these rankings where it doesn't. That probably, one we've never seen before, one we may have seen before. I don't remember off the top of my head, but, you know, it's just kind of crazy that, you know, head-to-head matters until it doesn't. And that's, I guess I don't understand. I would like an explanation for that. And I'm fine with head-to-head not being the end-all be-all. But it just seems to me that it either should be a tiebreaker type of thing or it shouldn't, and then just tell us that it's not. You know, that it doesn't really mean that much.
Well, isn't that always going to be the case? We stick a bunch of humans in a room and everybody has you know, affiliation to a team and everybody has to figure things out. Isn't it always going to be flawed to a certain degree?
Well, I mean, I don't know about flaws, I suppose, but you're going to get different opinions, that's for sure. I mean, we see it in basketball, but basketball is different because you're talking about so many more teams. And, you know, every conference gets an AQ, and you have a lot of at-large teams. It's just such a different system. It's similar, but it's different. And head-to-head means almost nothing in terms of the NCAA tournament selection process. They don't even talk about, you know, one game out of 32 or 33 that you may have played as any sort of decisive thing. So in that sense, they're different, whereas in football, it tends to mean more.
And Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. We talked about the bottom, the possibility of even seeing a JMU here at the end. We know at the top four, or at least the top three, it doesn't appear that Ohio State is moving. Doesn't look like Indiana is going to move. I know they have to go at each other at the Big Ten championship game. What are your thoughts on how things could shake out on those top four teams that get a bye?
Yeah, so I think Ohio State and Indiana are both getting a bye. I think they could stay 1-2 if the game is competitive. And then the number three team is probably the SEC champ. Texas Tech, if they win, is probably number four. If BYU wins, then you may open the door for Oregon to get into that top five. And BYU could just go flying by them, too, if they win. That fourth spot could be up for grabs if there are upsets. But Ohio State and Indiana are most likely going to be 1-2. They're both getting byes, even if it's not 1-2. And the SEC champion is probably going to get a bye as well, even if it's Alabama. I mean, it's kind of a big move up the standard or the standings to get to a bye. But, they'd be 11-2 with four or five wins over teams in the rankings, two of which are Georgia. You know, they'd have a pretty strong case with the strength of their schedule, even with two losses, to be number four.
Well, I still can't believe we're already here at the conference championship weekend. The regular season is done. We're going to find out what the bracket looks like on Sunday. Is there a team, after everything you've seen over the past couple of months, is there a team that you look at and go, they're my favorite?
Yeah, Ohio State. Yeah, they have everything on both sides of the ball. The one thing that they're going to have that's a problem is a bye, because the byes I don't think really help much in the college football playoffs, because they're so long between games, including the holidays.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to pick back up, and we saw a little of that last year. But Ohio State, to me, looks like the best team, and it's going to take a special effort from someone to knock them off.
Jerry, we may see somebody going on a long-term bye sooner than later. It's been reported that Bill Belichick is at minimum going to be sticking around for one more year. What are your thoughts on that, what we saw this season and what we could expect next?
Well, he's got to get better players, I guess. It's funny. You would think that the name Bill Belichick would attract a crowd, right? But it didn't appear that it did, or at least not good enough players to compete in this league. But then, there's an adjustment for him going from pro football to college football. It's not the same. And it is more not the same off the field than it is on, but it's not the same on the field either. So, maybe now that he's got a year under his belt, he'll be better prepared to put a better product on the field this coming season.
Yeah, hopefully less distractions off the field as well. Good luck on that one. Hey, Jerry, we appreciate your expertise as always. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work as we get down to the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah, it's palmbrackets.com. It's basically two halves of the site, one for college football, which, of course, is wrapping up this week, and in terms of the getting the playoff put together. And then college basketball, I've got a preseason bracket up, and obviously we're 3 weeks or so into the season now, so it'll be time to do another one here pretty soon. But, it's college basketball is getting ramped up, so I'll be busy with that until April.
Yeah, all things college. Enjoy the football while we have it. We're going to blink and it's going to be gone. Hey, Jerry, we appreciate the time, okay?
All right, thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com, taking some time to break down the latest college football playoff rankings. We're heading towards all the championship games, and then we're going to have the official bracket. Who's in, who's out? We're going to find out on Sunday. Hey, thank you so much to Jerry Palm. I just told you about Duke. They're over here playing a basketball game. I don't know which boozer child this is, Well, Cam Boozer. He got a bunch of kids playing out here. It's crazy. And speaking of crazy, he's retired and LeBron is still playing. We'll talk some more football and basketball. We got it all here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sportbrief Show. Don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.